All right, guys, what's going on? Back at you with another episode of Quarantine Football. Like always, I'm your co-host, Ryan, with you guys today. And I'm running solo today. Unfortunately, neither Nate or Dorian were able to join me today. But you guys got the best co-host, in my opinion, and myself. So, you know, looking forward to a great interview today, especially with the guest that we have on. And, you know, with that, let me introduce him. We have Chris Evans, current NFL draft prospect and Michigan alum. What's going on, Chris? How you doing today, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm chilling, man. You know, I had a pretty productive day, I'd say so myself, you know, with classes, things like that. What were you doing today? You know, you got any workouts going on?
Yeah, I had a workout this morning and then on the field, and then we came back over in the afternoon to do like some massage work and some therapy work.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, having to prepare for the NFL draft, obviously, you know, staying in shape, working out, all that good stuff, you know, definitely crucial thing to do. And, you know, very happy to hear that you're, you know, on top of that, man. But getting on with today's episode, you know, first question that I wanted to ask, which is a question that I like asking as the first one, you know, to all of our guests, you know, usually gives a pretty good story. Why did you start playing football? And more specifically, why running back?
I started playing football because my mom had hit me in soccer, and I was too rough with the kids in soccer because I wasn't old enough to play football yet. So then I got introduced to football, and I was a kindergartner playing with the second graders, and I was kind of getting stepped over a lot. So I think that brought toughness to my game and stuff like that. But then as running back, as I got in sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, freshman, I wanted to be a quarterback. Watched all the Elite 11 camps and did all stuff like that. And then sooner or later, throughout my whole high school career, I actually played slot. And then as soon as I got to Michigan, they transferred me to a complete running back. And then I gained like 20, 30 pounds and started running between the tackles a lot more.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, sounds like a very interesting story, you know, and definitely a big turn of events for yourself, you know, while you were, you know, going throughout your football experience back at a younger age. And, you know, obviously, you know, you said Michigan, you know, turned you to a complete running back, how you gained weight and, you know, how it elevated your game. And, you know, playing running back at the collegiate level, you know, very difficult thing to do. You know, a lot of average fans don't really think about what it's like to play running back at such a level. In your opinion, what is the hardest part about playing running back that a lot of people don't really expect to hear?
Pass protection, knowing, being in sync with the offensive line and knowing the pass protection and understanding who the offensive line is blocking and understanding the different blitzes and the defense showing one thing and doing the other thing. I think that's the thing that the people who watch TV don't really understand. They just see the ball, whoever runs and whoever gets the ball and runs, they don't see that little stuff that makes a running back valuable.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I think pass protection is one of the biggest things, especially for incoming rookies, you know, getting through training camp and, you know, having that that aspect of your game, being able to pass protect for the quarterback is extremely crucial. For you personally, how would you rate your own pass protecting skills on a scale of like 1 to 10?
I'm going to go the confident route. I'm going to say 10, just because, you know what I'm saying, I'm confident in what I do. Everybody has different rankings or whatever, but I'm going to put the best confidence in what I do. And then as far as picking up blitzes, picking up protections, knowing who to block and sustaining blocks, I'm going with that.
Hey, man, I love the confidence that you have with that. You know, definitely something that scouts will be looking at, you know, come pro day and whatever the heck they're doing with the combine this year. But, you know, we were talking about the hardest stuff about playing running back. But in your opinion, what is your favorite part about being running back?
Being able to run routes on linebackers. That's my absolute favorite part. I'm saying you get a stronger, bigger guy that is kind of more stiffer than you, and you can kind of, and me playing slot receiver in high school is made it a lot easier for me at the next level to be able to run routes at, in college.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, you mentioned, you know, running those routes on the linebackers. Did you have any personal favorite play during your time at Michigan where, you know, say you absolutely burned a linebacker, just broke someone's ankles?
I like a wheel route out the backfield, a a choice route where you can either go left or go right, just and really any route that gives freedom and extends the play for the offense.
Yeah, definitely. I know I'd be using wheel routes in Madden all the time and just absolutely burning those linebackers. So, you know, I could definitely see why running backs would love that, you know, being able to burn those guys and show off their catching abilities on the field for sure. And, you know, kind of staying on topic with talking about your experience of playing the position, you know, obviously being such an important position on the offense comes with a lot of pressure on your back. How does that on-field pressure affect you as a player?
It doesn't really you don't really have pressure, especially playing in this year. Having zero fans in the stadium is kind of like a more of a controlled practice. But having that pressure is really just it comes to the guys in the room, the running back room together. Because now the running back way of life now is more running back by committee. You know what I'm saying? So that's what So you got to be able to be comfortable being a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, definitely, man. I like how you bring up the running back by committee. I think that's one of the biggest things or one of the biggest changes we're seeing now in the NFL is rather than having one back, it's multiple guys. And I think that really, you know, presents a lot of opportunity for, you know, late round guys, undrafted guys coming in at the position, you know, getting the chance to show them off their skills on the field. And, you know, staying on topic with that, you know, obviously for yourself, you know, exciting time in your life prepping for the 2021 NFL draft. Ultimately, you know, what is it like, you know, having to prep for that big moment and just, you know, getting ready for probably one of the biggest moments of your football career so far?
It's big, man. Just taking it one day at a time, being done with school is actually a big weight off my shoulders. But yeah, just taking it day by day, taking advantage of every opportunity, meeting different people, down here training with people from all over the country. And just trying to make the most of it.
Yeah, definitely, man. And, you know, one thing that I like asking all of our guys who enter the draft is if you had to choose one team to get drafted to, what team would it be? If you have a team.
If I had one team to choose, I mean, like all of my, I'd rather whatever one wants me, but if it'd be really cool if I got drafted to the Colts where that's my hometown. So, I mean, really get to be from Indianapolis and play for the Indianapolis Colts would be a dream come true.
Yeah, definitely, man. Getting to play for your hometown team, I could imagine, you know, would, like you said, be a dream come true. And, you know, staying on topic again with NFL draft so far, you know, obviously recent news, they announced that the in-person combine is going to be canceled. What are your thoughts on that? And does that change any of the preparation you've been doing for the draft?
It's not going to change anything. It's the in-person I mean, we're still going to train. We'll have a down here in a Michael Johnson performance. We'll have a regional combine, and then we'll get our pro days at our school. But this Saturday, a lot of guys, including myself, will leave for the Reese Senior Bowl. So that's a big opportunity, knowing that the combine is canceled. You know what I mean? 6, 7, 8 running backs that got invited will be able to showcase their talents worth. At the combine, you know what I'm saying, guys under the radar could show out, but now the combine being canceled, they don't have the opportunity.
Yeah, definitely, man. You mentioned the Senior Bowl being, you know, you're leaving this Saturday for that. You know, how did it feel to be invited to such a prestigious event that'll really help pump up your draft stock for the spring?
It was really good. I'm blessed with the opportunity. I was a late ad. Been trying to get the invite, knowing that all the pretty much got invited to every other bowl, Senior Bowl that's out there. But they're canceled because of COVID. But the Reese's Bowl isn't canceled. Dream come true. I feel like I'm under the radar for my lack of production in Michigan this year. So. Just ready to go down there and show what I got.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, like you said, it's just a great opportunity to just show what you got, show to the scouts that you're ready for the pros. And, you know, lots of other talented guys, you know, participating in the Senior Bowl. Are there any guys specifically you look forward to interacting with and, you know, just being able to go out there and play on the field with them during the Senior Bowl?
Oh, there's a lot. I don't get to be on the same team as the guys from Michigan, so that's kind of a bummer. But in the game, I have a lot of interactions. But there's a lot of guys I've seen throughout the years. You know what I'm saying, at Michigan. But whatever, I'm excited for every player. I'm just at this point, I'm just blessed just to be and the opportunity to go.
Yeah, 100%, man. You know, wishing the best of luck to you at the Senior Bowl this upcoming week. Kind of taking it back with the question that I've been asking all the way back to, you know, talking more about your high school experience. I like asking a lot of the guys about their recruiting process because a lot of, you know, every guy just has a different story, how they ended up at the college that they attended. What did the recruiting process go like for you, and how did you end up at Michigan?
The recruiting process went my junior year, the state championship, and I never got really recruited by the in-state schools, Indiana and Purdue, so they kind of hopped on after I started getting other multiple offers, so I kind of felt some type of way as far as, like, you got to make sure the guys in your state or, you know what I mean, the main focal point, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, but yeah, just started out like that. We won state. My first offer was Miami of Ohio, and they just kept rolling in. And Michigan State was my first big offer, my big Power Five offer, and it just kept rolling. Then in the summer of my junior year, I went to visit Michigan, and my parents went up there too. That was probably the only visit they went on. And they really like Coach Harbaugh. It's Coach Harbaugh's first year. Well, his first year the prior to that. So he recruited me, and then I always wanted to go to Ohio State in high school, and then Ohio State didn't offer me. But then 2 weeks before signing day, I get a call from Urban Meyer, and he said, "You might as well make your dream become a reality." You know what I'm saying? 2 weeks for a signing day, I've been committed to Michigan for 6 months. They wanted me to play defensive back. Never played defensive back before. Woke up the next morning. Ohio State stuff was on my car. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, it was a crazy experience, surreal, but I decided to stay loyal to Michigan and, go to Michigan.
Yeah, definitely, man. And, you know, you're talking about how, you know, once you received that first big offer, the offers just started rolling in. I mean, you know, back in high school, how did it feel, you know, getting that first big offer? What was going through your head?
I really couldn't believe it. Every time something big happens, I really don't believe it until, you see the effect of it. But after I got the first, as soon as I got Michigan State, that was just like, I just got to work hard. I got to keep working. So that's what I did, and this where I'm at now.
Yeah, man, and the work has definitely paid off, especially during your time at Michigan and now, you know, prepping for the NFL draft. Staying on topic, talking about colleges, can you tell us a bit about, you know, the campus life at Michigan, you know, what a normal day would look like for you as a student athlete there?
Normal day would be during the season, wake up about 6:15, get over to the facility, get your workout in from about 7 to 8. Class, depending on your schedule, the time ranges from 8 to 1. So you get out of class, I mean, you get out of workouts at 8, have to go get some food, shower, go get some food, and get up on campus depending on if people's first class is either 8:30, 9, or 10. So you get to class, boom, you go to your three classes in that time. Then you get out, got about 50 minutes to get down to the facility. If you get out of class at 1, the meeting started at 1:50. Got special teams meetings, offensive, defensive meetings. And then you got practice. You get out of practice about 6, 6, 7-ish. But, you know, I usually start the practice and get some extra catches in and stuff like that. So you get out about 7:30, 8. And then you got study hall, study tables from about 7:30 to 10. Due to COVID, we had a virtual study table. So you do the study tables and then that's about it. You go about your business and then you just repeat it.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, it sounds like you had a lot on your plate, you know, being a student athlete, especially at such a big school like Michigan. I mean, how are you able to juggle all of this stuff, you know, going into your freshman year, that being such a big adjustment period for yourself?
It's not for everyone. Definitely not for everyone. But you just gotta, it's the cream rise to the top, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta, everybody got the same schedule, everybody got the same things on their back. You mean some people have different things at home, some people have different whatever, but at the end of the day you gotta make it work. So
yeah, definitely, man. You know, like you said, it's really not for everyone. And, you know, we see that, you know, every year, you know, guys always, you know, drop out, you know, that they're just not able to handle all of those responsibilities. So, you know, every athlete that is able to, you know, like yourself, you know, credits to you guys, because that's just sounds like absolutely insane schedule. But getting on topic with, you know, your football experience more at Michigan, out of all the games you played throughout your time there, what is the craziest atmosphere that you played against or played in? And obviously that doesn't count this past year because of COVID and not having fans. But if you had to choose one game, what is the craziest atmosphere that you played in so far?
The craziest atmosphere that I played in so far this throughout my career was Penn State at the Whiteout when Saquon was a junior. It was a ESPN game day game. It was their homecoming. And the big question was, is Saquon Barkley really, really like, is he really the truth? You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's going to be tested against the number one defense in the country, which is Michigan. And then first play of the game, Trace McSorley was at quarterback. Saquon was at running back. And then Saquon shifted over to quarterback, and then Trace McSorley shifted over to running back. And they kind of did like a – kind of held the ball out, pulled it, and ran for 80. And it was like, I was like insane. Like, I've never seen something so loud ever in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I hear from pretty much like all college guys, at least Big Ten guys, who always say that Penn State Whiteout game is just the craziest atmosphere like ever. And, you know, it seems to live up to the hype when I watch the videos. You know, hopefully I could go to one day. But, you know, Saquon Barkley, absolute monster on the field. I'm a Giants fan myself, so I absolutely love Saquon. But talking more, you know, about yourself, what would you say, you know, your teammates from Michigan would say is your best quality as a teammate on and off the field?
I'm gonna be positive. I'm always gonna hold guys accountable. And you know, I'm gonna be the hardest worker in the building. Cause I'm just gonna control the controllables. I dealt with a lot of adversity throughout my career, and I'm just going to – they'll say, you know what I mean, hardest worker, I'll control the controllables, and, you know what I mean, I'll always be positive, you know what I mean, no matter what.
Yeah, 100%, man. And, you know, kind of staying on topic, talking about, you know, facing adversity, can you tell us about a time when you had to overcome adversity and, you know, persevere through a struggling moment during your life?
I got suspended from Michigan my true senior year. I had to sit out the whole year. Wasn't in the school, wasn't on scholarship, wasn't even from Michigan. So I had to get 3 jobs throughout that year. I was a delivery driver. I did drywall, and I was a coach at the local high school in Ann Arbor. And just juggled those 3. It was real tough. I had, like, you know what I'm saying, I actually had to, being a student athlete, and you know what I mean, you getting everything given to you as far as gear and money and stuff like that from the school, it was pretty tough doing that. But you know what I'm saying, I overcame and came back, graduated from Michigan, and ready to move on to the next step of my life.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's just an incredible story. You know, having to juggle three jobs at once, you know, definitely just absolutely impressive. I think that shows the type of player to NFL scouts that they will be getting on their team. Someone who will be able to overcome that adversity at all times. And you know, last question that I wanted to ask you for today is: throughout your time at Michigan, what would you say was your biggest achievement that you achieved?
Biggest achievement, I say is just graduating, getting my degree. Another one would be, I made freshman All Big Ten, my freshman year. I got offensive player of the week, Big Ten offensive player of the week. And big accomplishments, just being a great teammate and going to the Reese Bowl, to being able to, especially during COVID, like, you know what I mean, under the radar. We rotated a lot of running backs this past season, and the offense really didn't, we didn't really do as well. So we was always going three and out. So, like I said, low production, and still getting an opportunity to be in the Senior Bowl to show what I got is a huge accomplishment to me.
Definitely, man. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, congrats on being able to go to the Senior Bowl, especially during COVID, and being able to show off your skills. And, you know, like you said, under the radar. But, you know, in my opinion, I think whatever NFL team gets you is going to be getting a stud of a player, both on and off the field, man. But with that, that wraps up our episode for today. Chris, I want to thank you so much for being able to hop on the show and talk to me today, man. It was an absolute honor to have you on the show. You have anything else you want to say before we sign off?
Nah, man, I appreciate you, and go Blue.
Yeah, man, 100%. You know, once again, thank you so much for hopping on the show with me today. But with that, you know, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in, like always. If you haven't, make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple, Spotify, whatever you're listening on. And also follow our Instagram at QF Podcast for more football content and episode updates. But with that, I want to thank everyone for listening once again, and we'll see you guys next time.